Dreamscape presents First, Best, and Only by Barbara Dolinsky. Copyright 1986 by Barbara Dolinsky. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Harlequin. Read by Colleen Marlowe. Chapter 1. Instinct told Marnie Lang that it was wrong, but she long ago learned not to blindly trust her instincts. For that very reason, she'd surrounded herself with the best, the brightest, the most capable vice presidents, directors, and miscellaneous other personnel to manage those ventures in which she'd invested. Now her staff was telling her something, and though she disagreed, she had to listen.
"It's a spectacular idea, Marnie," Edgar Wells was saying, sitting forward with his arms on the leather conference table and his fingers interlaced.
His bald head gleamed under the Tiffany lamps.
"There's no doubt about it. The exposure will be marvelous."
"As vice president of public relations, you'd be expected to say that," Marnie returned dryly.
"But I agree," chimed in Anne Underwood, "and I'm the editor-in-chief of this new baby. I think you'd be perfect for the premiere cover of Class. You've got the looks and the status. If we're aiming at the successful woman over 30, you epitomize her."
"I'm barely 31, and I'm not a model," Marnie argued. Cynthia Cummings, Anne's art director, joined the fray.
"You may not be a model, but you do have the looks."
"I'm too short. I'm only 5'5".
"And this will be a waist-up shot, so your height is irrelevant," Cynthia went on, undaunted. "You've got classic features, a flawless complexion, thick auburn hair. You're a natural for something like this."
"We wouldn't be suggesting you do it if that weren't true."
Anne shifted in her seat to more fully...